It is hard being in a collective and being empathic if you're not sovereign. And it is hard to be sovereign if you're numb. Hello, this is Sarita, and I'm here to help you understand the truth about who you are. So, what I wanted to talk about today was the role of empathy in our lives and the fact, the very real fact, that each of us, the humans on this planet, that is literally a transmutation device. I've spoken about this before. Basically, we have the capacity to alchemically change energy within the fabric or the very cells of our body within this divine vessel. So it's almost like you need to imagine that you are an empty vessel which has this extraordinary energetic architecture within it and around it, that allows you to change energy. It holds spirit, okay? And I often people hear people saying, oh, life's really tough for me because I'm an empath, or this happens to me because I'm an empath. Every human is an empath, okay? That's not an unusual thing. That's what we are. We are a collective, empathic, telepathic species. And we're not just telepathic. We are picking up information from one another all of the time. Because our the biofields that we are encased in, which are electric, according to Master Lackey, I've been saying it wrong. I've been calling them electromagnetic. They're not. They're electrical biofields, are always intercommunicating with one another. They're always communicating with one another. And because the thing is, we are everything. Anyway, we are absolutely interconnected with one another. We are empathic beings. We are made in the likeness of the Creator. We hold everything within us and everything around us, and we're creating all of the time. So we're empathic. That's it. That doesn't make you unusual or different. What can make you unusual or different? Sorry, something just came up in my screen. Is the capacity you have to feel or not feel. So, in other words, a direct correlation in terms of how much inner work you've done to unnumb yourself will affect how much you're feeling about what's going on with everyone else. And this is what I wanted to talk about particularly. How sovereign you are will affect how empathy affects your state of being. So, in other words, being who you are, an empathic being, can actually make some people incredibly ill and sick, and other people incredibly well and healthy in accordance with how sovereign they are. So, basically, if one is not sovereign, one is always and constantly letting into the field of their reality, or rather letting it affect them, everything that's going on with everyone else. And so this directly correlates to how sovereign you are. It is hard being in a collective and being empathic if you're not sovereign. And it is hard to be sovereign if you're numb or you haven't done sufficient internal work on yourself. So what I mean by that is you haven't looked at the truth of who you are, you haven't looked at your traumas, the emotions that you project, what triggers you, and therefore, you haven't studied and come to know yourself well enough to understand on this kind of individuated, earthbound level what is yours and what is not yours in terms of energy and frequency and emotion and thought patterns and memory fields and ancestral trauma and karma. So basically, if you're walking around and you've done sufficient work to unnumb yourself and you've become very sensitive, or you were born sensitive because of, I don't know, generations of internal work, or I don't know, but that's where you are in your ancestral journey. But you haven't done enough work to be sovereign and know what your boundaries are, you're going to get whammed with everything, and you're going to feel everything that's going on this reality, which is at the moment a satanic influenced, inverted matrix influenced reality. And it's going to hurt you, because this reality is set up as an inversion of the truth of who you are, basically. So if we are unconditional love, that's what we're made of, and we're walking around in a reality which is satanic, so it's sadistic, it's psychotic, it's painful and full of suffering and polarity and density, and you're not sufficiently boundaried, but you've done a lot of energy work and you're a sensitive, it's going to hurt you tremendously. And I'm laughing, I'm only laughing because I know what I'm talking about. I've been in that phase. I've done that phase, tick. And anyway, in this lifetime, I'm still doing that phase off and on. But basically, it's important to then have a practice of sovereignty, so that you can be sufficiently mastered and sensitive to know what's yours and what you need to work on. So in other words, your own trauma and what is coming at you, which is someone else's, that you've randomly let in because you're not sovereign. You haven't picked your boundaries. You haven't chosen self-mastery, understood that you're creator and it's your choice who comes into the field, your biofield, into the field of your reality, and who doesn't. So we get to choose who we're neutral to and who we allow in or out. We get to choose how much sensitivity we're allowing in a moment by moment experience. And we get to choose the level of boundary that we want or we don't want. So I think it's really important. And what really happens to me now is that I find I'm the most unconsciously empathic with my immediate family. I've got to a stage now where, in very general terms, most people can't energetically touch me unless I've done something very dumb, like have a drink, or and I don't mean like one half a lager, and I'm talking about, you know, like, you know, when I've got drunk, or when I've allowed myself to become so triggered that I've become unconscious. So generally, I'm not really so affected with other people. And that's actually what makes a good healer. So if any of you are on the road to healing, you'll know, probably, you'll probably have learned it the way I did, that you need to be very neutral. You can still feel and allow yourself to feel what other people are feeling, but you don't let it kind of come through you and make you sick, either in your mind or your emotions or your energy or your spirit in any way. Now, the reason this is important is because, for you guys who are listening to this channel, and the reason I wanted to make this video is because if you are awakening or sufficiently awake at this point in your evolution on this planet with all the stuff that's going on, it's because you chose to come here as a transmutation device. Okay, so we are transmutation devices. That's what we are. And it's really important, if you're a starseed or a light worker, whatever name you want to call yourself, or just an evolved human being, or just an aware or awake human being, to understand that you are a transmutation device. That's your nature. You are an alchemical changer of energy and information. And you're also a bit like a transistor radio. Signals come in and signals go out. So you get to choose what comes in, but you also get to emit what goes out. And a lot of us have come here to transmute stuff so that we can emit a higher frequency and affect change on the planet. And the reason we can affect change on the planet is both because we're interconnected and we're all working with a kind of natural matrix that enfolds and holds this planet. But also because we're all creators. So anything you emit is going to affect the whole. So a lot of the light workers here right now have come to use their potential as transmutation devices. And I think from what I'm observing is most of us who've come here now, our jobs, our specific jobs are to transmute ancestral stuff, the karma. And you don't often hear me talking about karma, but basically we've been going round and round and round and round and round on this planet for like, I don't know how long. And to me, it's a trap. It's an archonic trap that reconstitutes us into this inverted matrix so that our consciousness can be siphoned again and again and again. And it's a trap which is created by holding trauma within the body. And we collect the trauma over millennia through cellular memory and memory system complexes and, you know, the whole biology of ancestry that goes off into, I don't know, billions of timelines simultaneously. And many of us are here because we naturally hold that in our system. It's our cellular makeup. It's what's made us up. Each of us is made up by the generations that, you know, that we are incarnated from. And so that's your primary responsibility here on this planet now, is to transmute that and become who you are, not really to transmute all the other, you know, crap that's floating around, basically. Unless you're here specifically as a healer, maybe, and you've done sufficient work that you're, you know, you can do that. So I'm not saying we can't be healers and we can't do other work. But what I'm saying is I think that our primary purpose here is to transmute the ancestral stuff. It's already inside us. We're already alchemical transmuting machines. So that's what you need to work on. All the stuff that's inside you, all of that cellular memory, all of the trauma, all the history, the recycling, the traps, all the stuff that we've just been going round and round and round and round in all these crazy patterning and loops with, and start afresh, building a new earth, having transmuted all of that trauma within you. So I think that's what we're here to do. And so we need to become sufficiently sensitive. And I think that's why a lot of people who are light workers are already quite sensitive as they're born, in order to feel what's going on with them, but sufficiently boundaried to transmute what you've come here to transmute your stuff and not all of the rest of the stuff. So that at the end of the day, we can all emit a light frequency signal, which is going out and connecting to all of the other light frequency signals that we are all holding in this kind of natural web-like matrix, which actually makes up the new earth, and feed that new earth with these beautiful new energies, which are clean and clear and pure and enhanced and real and oneness, and then build from that. So you are an empathic being. You are a transmutation device. I think you've come here to transmute stuff, in all likelihood. So what I'm doing this video for is to ask you to be mindful, to do your inner work, to become as sensitive as you can, but simultaneously absolutely sovereign and boundaried, so that you don't become so sick or ill that you can't cope, or that you die, or that other people can latch on and get you. And remember that a lot of what's going on now is to do, in terms of the archonic forces, to do with possessional energy. So if you're not sufficiently boundaried, for a start, you may experience soul loss because it's so traumatizing being in here. But also stuff's going to come in and take you over. And that's the archonic force is trying to, in a way, take over the human race. Like, we're seeing it. This is what the whole agenda of AI coming into the genetics is all about. It's a bit like a zombie apocalypse or an alien takeover through the human body. So we need to be sufficiently sovereign and boundary so that doesn't happen, and sufficiently sensitive meantime so that we can clear out all the trauma, so that all of that archonic stuff can't latch on, and we can become these beautiful sovereign beings that are feeding, nourishing and nurturing our own planet through this new web-like matrix. So yeah, I think that's everything I wanted to say. It's quite a lot. I know I always talk very fast, which I apologize for. I get super excited when I'm talking about all these subjects. But I think it's important. And I know lots of you out there struggle with the energies that are going on right now. So do your inner work. Feel your way into working out what is yours and what is not yours. And if it's not yours, push it out of the field of your reality. And as you do that, you're going to find that you become happier and happier and healthier and healthier. And things that are not meant to touch you just simply will not be able to touch you. And you will start being able to choose greater and greater and more enhanced beautiful realities for yourself. So thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a beautiful day. Keep transmuting all your stuff. Keep boundaried. Remember, you're a sovereign human being and you are source consciousness in expression, and there is nothing that you cannot do. You are divine. Please like and share this video if it's made sense to you, if it means anything to you, or just to help me out. And if you want to do any of my courses or workshops, they're all on my website, which is sarita-soul.com. And please do come and join me on Patreon for my weekly live meditations. Sending you lots of love. Take care.